Scottsdale-based Axon, the company formerly known as Taser International, is launching a new program that aims to help law enforcement agencies collect and filter evidence from community members. Axon Citizen will allow people to upload photos or videos and police departments to call for evidence for crimes under investigation.
We know that law enforcement agencies have been collecting evidence from the community for a while, but we also have learned in talking to many of them that it's a really expensive and tedious process. There's a lot of inefficiencies in it.
That's Noah Spitzer-Williams, principal product manager for Axon. He says when someone uploads a video, the system will triage it and help officers determine what may be helpful and what may not be. Spitzer-Williams says it'd be tough for individual agencies to do something like this on their own.
It's pretty logistically difficult for agencies to set them up. There's a lot of infrastructure that's involved, and they often don't come with those triage tools that I mentioned. So they might be trying to solve the problem of collecting evidence from the communities, but then once these agencies have all this evidence, it becomes incredibly difficult to manage.
Spitzer-Williams says the uploaded photos and videos will live on evidence.com, which is an evidence management tool from Axon. He says the firm has several cybersecurity layers in place.
These community submissions sit on the exact same platform as our body-worn video. So all the same security mechanisms apply to the community evidence.
Spitzer-Williams says there are a few agencies who are already lined up to start using Axon Citizen, although the company's not ready to name them yet. He expects a bigger rollout toward the end of this year and the beginning of 2018. For more on this, I'm joined by Kevin Robinson. He spent more than 35 years with the Phoenix Police Department. He's now a lecturer at ASU in the Criminal Justice Program. And Kevin, what do you make of this program?
I read the information, looked at it, listened to some things, and more than anything else, I find it fascinating from the standpoint that it does have a great deal of potential, because all you have to do is take a step backwards, and every time something controversial occurs, especially involving the police, there's tons of video involved. And whether or not it gets to the police in a timely manner so that it can be appropriately used in an investigation is a different story. Those types of videos, that information can be extremely helpful in an investigation.
How overwhelming can it be? I mean, not even in a situation like the Las Vegas shooting where there were, you know, thousands and thousands of people who were there and could have been, you know, rolling video at any given time. Just sort of, you know, a regular local crime. I mean, how is it overwhelming, the amount of video and photos that can come in? Does something like this maybe make a big difference?
I think it'll definitely make a big difference. And whether or not it's overwhelming is going to obviously depend on the circumstances and when it occurs, where it occurs, and all those types of things.
Absent a program like this, when law enforcement either solicits information from citizens or just gets it because people have something and want to send it in, what is the process like for an officer or an agency to determine whether or not this is actually helpful or if it's, you know, just something that should go in the recycle bin?
Well, the detective involved, and let's say it's a shooting that occurs someplace, and unfortunately someone dies, and it's a nightclub or something like that, and several people have phones, they have videos of the incident, or what may be the incident. What the detectives involved in the investigation can do is review all the video that comes in. And you may not necessarily be looking for the person committing the crime, but you might capture on one of those videos someone who witnesses the event taking place. And that in and of itself, now you've identified a witness. And that can change the perspective of any investigation.
On the tech side, how easy or difficult or feasible or not feasible is it for an agency to try to do something like what Axon is doing?
Well, on the tech side, because Axon is taking the brunt of the responsibility, you know, that's number one. I think the biggest problem law enforcement is going to find, not so much on the technical side of things, but it's going to be on the discovery side, where law enforcement agency may solicit information. It's going to be uploaded into the cloud through this server, the setup that Axon actually has. And then the police are going to review it, and they may want to use something in the course of their investigation. They may have some video that allows them to get a search warrant or something else along those lines. You can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to be questioned or challenged later on. You make an arrest, you're moving forward with things, at the point that that information has to be turned over to the defense attorney, they're going to sit back and say, well, how did you get this? You know, how do we know it wasn't altered in one way or another? How do we know it wasn't manufactured after the fact? I mean, there's just going to be all these what ifs. And law enforcement's going to have to deal with that.
Are those legal questions, though, is that any different if you're using this program as opposed to somebody just randomly sends in a video to the Phoenix Police Department or any other department? It seems like the same kind of questions about authenticity, if it's been doctored or tampered with or anything, those kinds of questions could still be asked, right?
Almost definitely. And law enforcement's going to have to, you know, they're going to have to get over that hurdle when it presents itself. If you sit back and think about it, you think of Silent Witness that has been around for years, and it has helped solve countless numbers of felony crimes here in Arizona. And it's the same thing. You know, their mantra used to be, we don't need your name, we just need your information. So if you use that same logic, that same line of thought, you know, we don't need to know who you are, we just need to have your video.
You spent a lot of years with the Phoenix Police Department. I'm wondering, based on that experience, is there any reason why people should be skeptical or nervous about a private company hosting all this kind of information as opposed to the Phoenix Police Department, the Mesa Police Department, DPS setting up its own portal to do this sort of thing?
I don't think so, because private-public partnerships have been around for a very long time. And that truly is the essence, if you sit back and think about it, it's the essence of community policing.
All right. Kevin, thanks a lot for coming in.
Well, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Kevin Robinson spent more than 35 years with the Phoenix Police Department. He's currently a lecturer in the Criminal Justice Program at ASU.